Thank you for joining us for Spotlight. I'm Liz Waid.
And I'm Joshua Leo. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand no matter where in the world they live.
Claudia Yvette Gonzalez was 20 years old. She worked in a factory. One morning in October 2001, she arrived at her job. This particular day, she arrived at the factory 4 minutes late. Her managers refused to let her work that day. She was sad, but turned around to walk home. That day, Claudia disappeared. 1 month later, in November 2001, a group of people found Claudia's body buried in a field. 7 other young women were also there with her.
Maria Luisa Carsoli Baruman was 32 years old. She had 4 children. Maria was a worker at Casa Amiga. Casa Amiga is a rape crisis center. Women can go there when they are in danger or need help. Maria first went to Casa Amiga to escape her abusive, violent husband. But later, she came to work at Casa Amiga. One day, Maria's husband came to visit her at Casa Amiga. The two argued. They struggled. Maria's husband pulled out a knife. He stabbed her in the chest 2 times. Maria died. All this happened in the doorway of the building. Several people had seen what happened, but Maria's husband was not arrested. He still cares for their 4 children. Both of these women lived in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
Sadly, violence against women is common in many parts of the world. The World Health Organization says that up to 50% of women have experienced physical violence in their lifetime. Husbands, friends, and people the women knew well caused this violence.
Many people believe that these numbers are even higher in Ciudad Juarez and the nearby city of Chihuahua, Mexico. Amnesty International is a group that works to protect human rights. They claim that since 1993, almost 400 women and girls have been murdered in Ciudad Juarez and Chihuahua. Some of the murdered women show signs of sexual abuse, and more than 70 women and girls are still missing.
Before 1993, the numbers were lower. Every year, about 3 women were killed. But beginning in 1993, the numbers climbed higher. About 3 women were killed every month.
Many of these murders included similar details. Many of the murdered women were young. Many of them were tall and thin, with long, dark hair. Many worked in factories. Often, the murderers sexually attacked the women before killing them. The murderers buried many of these women in fields and deserts.
Police call murders with similar victims and details serial murders. Some people and aid workers in Ciudad Juarez and Chihuahua believe that the murders in these cities are serial murders. They believe that one person or a few people are murdering these women. But others believe the murders are not directly connected. It is hard for police to know exactly how many people are really involved.
At the beginning, officials blamed the murders on the women. They said the women's clothing showed too much skin. They said men could not resist these beautiful, sexy women. They said the women were almost asking to be attacked. Women's rights groups believe this is not true. Men can always control their actions. No woman asks to be attacked.
Many human rights groups say that the police and government officials are not doing enough to investigate and stop these terrible acts. The government has established a special team to investigate some of the murders. But some independent groups believe these investigations are not always helpful.
In 2001, Mexican authorities arrested Victor Javier Garcia. He admitted to killing 8 women. However, the authorities could find no evidence to link him to the crimes. Victor claimed later that police tortured him into confessing to the crimes. In 2004, a court sent Victor to prison for 50 years. Still, police found no evidence that he was involved.
Situations like this are common. Police want to catch the murderers, but sometimes they want to work too fast. They use methods of torture to make men confess to crimes. This means that they accuse the wrong men of a crime. This leads to 2 horrible results. First, innocent men are punished. They go to prison and have no hope. Second, when innocent men go to prison, the real criminals remain free. These criminals are free to kill again. The women remain unsafe and unprotected.
Some people believe the murders may be a result of a changing culture. Sometimes cultures give men and women particular jobs or responsibilities because of their sex. Men might be responsible for earning money and building a home. Then women might be responsible for preparing food, caring for children, or keeping the house clean.
In Mexico, these traditional responsibilities are changing. Women are finding jobs. They do not depend as much on men to provide for them. For many people, these are very good changes. A woman can help support her family with her wages. a man can spend more time with his children. But not every person thinks these changes are good. Some men feel threatened. This creates unrest in families and communities. Some people react to this unrest with violence. Esther Chavez established Casa Amiga in 1999. She says,
"Men are no longer king of the home. So, now in this city, women suffer too much. A lot of people are raping and bothering women."
There have been some improvements, but the violence continues. But why does this violence continue? Why do people let it continue?
Esther suggests that people need to teach respect. They need to teach respect to their children and their communities. They need to practice respect with the men and women they see. Every person deserves respect. Men, women, children, and even people who are different than we are. If people do not practice and show respect, communities everywhere will suffer.
Today's program ends with a message from Amnesty International. Violence against women is a violation of human rights. It cannot be proved right by any political, religious, or cultural claim. A global culture of disrespect toward women lets violence happen every day. The criminals who do this violence go unpunished. Amnesty International calls on you to help us stop violence against women. We call on you to help women to live lives where they are equal and have honor. Stop violence against women.
The writer and producer of this program was Liz Wade. Computer users can hear more Spotlight programs on our website at www.radio.english.net. If you would like to find more information about the women of Juarez, you can find a link to Amnesty International's website on the script for this program. This program is called The Women of Juarez. We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.